For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Prince Ali, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It's an earworm.
Yeah, you just can't get it out of your head, can
no,
you?
No.
Yeah, Aladdin continues at Chase, and it is, what, lavish?
Yes, that's one word. Over the top, insane. Hundreds of costumes. How many sequins died to make that production?
Well, they actually gave us a little list of how many rhinestones, how many pounds Jasmine's wedding dress weighs. It's like 12 pounds, something like that. How many costumes? How many costume changes? Like 100 in 30 seconds and another 6,000 in 1 minute. It's just crazy. And it's, interestingly, a very traditionally structured show. Almost operetta with, you know, the happy villagers and then the boy meeting girl and they're from a different social class and they managed to get together despite the interference both of her father and of the evil competitor. And of course, if you don't have Robin Williams' voice and the animation of Disney, how do you do? Never had a friend like me.
Wow. They did it. The entire stage just filled with explosions, sequins, stairs, and Busby Berkeley or
Flo Ziegfeld. They went full out Ziegfeld on this number. And we do want them to get together.
Yes, we do.
Aladdin at Shays. That will be there through the 19th.
Now, speaking of wanting to get folks together, you were saying that there's something refreshing about Much Ado About Nothing, Shakespeare in Delaware Park.
I loved it. I just loved it. I have a few highlights of going to Shakespeare in Delaware Park, and this certainly bumped onto that list with ease with Todd Benson as Benedick and Kate Lucanti as Beatrice. Interesting structure for this play. The secondary plot is really the main plot. Hero and Claudio, that jerk.
That's supposed to be the main plot.
Well, it kind of is, but it kind of is not, because it only begins to exist in order to give Benedick and Beatrice a project to work on together. We spend the whole evening wanting those two crazy kids to get together because they, you know, they fight constantly, but we all know deeply that it's because they love each other and they're so perfect for each other. And the moment when he finally says, you know, that he will stop her mouth and does it by kissing her, and the audience applauds, just, you know, finally you are together. They stopped the show several times with very satisfying moments like that. You know, one brilliant moment when they realize they're in love. They profess that they're in love, and he tells her, I'll do anything for you. And she pauses and says, kill Claudio. The audience just erupted with laughter at this moment. It's often not done as comedy in that moment, but of course this is a comedy, and I did find that refreshing and satisfying.
So it's sort of a comedy with occasional touches of tragic relief.
That's very good, yeah. Tragic relief, yeah.
Speaking of tragedy, though, a real-life tragedy that took place down in the Amish country was the Nickel Mines school shooting. Anyway, the Amish Project, it's down at the Chautauqua Theater Company, but only for 3 days, August 19th, 20th, and the 21st at the Bratton Theater. I'm looking forward to seeing that.
You're in the roster of summer festivals. Buffalo's own Rosalyn Ruff, the New York Times, called her performance in The Piano Lesson the single best performance in an August Wilson play of the past decade, is at Williamstown, apparently tearing it up. And member of the wedding in the Ethel Waters role, and the New York Times just praising her to the heavens. She's doing so well in her New York career. Williamstown is an outpost of New York, just so you know.
Well, as you said, summertime is the time to get up and about. I took in two plays by Shakespeare at two different venues, but they have a common thread. One is Coriolanus, which is just the breakout show at this summer's Stratford Festival. And speaking of Shakespeare in different formats, it's Henry V at the Shaw Festival. Kevin Bennett came from Vancouver. Tim Carroll is their artistic director. They put together a Henry V that's very different. It starts off in the trenches of World War I, and these Canadian doughboys, to pass the time, are reading the script and sort of rehearsing it, perhaps with hopes of putting it on at some point. And so the first half, we're in the trenches, and the second half, we're in a military hospital. It is incredibly moving. I can highly recommend both of those productions.
Now, interesting, because simultaneously down at Chautauqua, Into the Breaches, in which a community theater group, while the men are at war, does the Henry plays, Henry IV and V. That's playing through August the 17th, which you'll recall immediately is Mae West's birthday.
Oh.
And everybody knows that. And but the Shaw Festival has announced their season for next year. And I think for me personally, they have chosen a Mae West play.
Okay. <Yeah.
laughs> Mae West's 1926 play, Sex, is going to be at, is that not just perfect?
So is that the theme for the next year's Shaw?
Well, this year they did World War I, so next year I guess it's Between the Wars and Between the Sheets. Yes, Mae West, Sex.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.